This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، let us begin by sending salat and salam on Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, especially because this is the night of Friday, and inshallah this is it's one of the amal of Jumu'ah to send special durood and salam on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We must do it all the time, but especially on this day and this night. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidun Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidun Majid. My dear respected brothers and sisters, I assume there are sisters also here, alhamdulillah, and elders, it's absolutely delightful to be able to talk to you, and I wish we could be doing this in person, but anyway, this is as good as it gets otherwise, other than being in person. And I hope at some point in time our his geekiness will be able to turn off this thing which is going ting 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 all the time. It's very irritating. Please turn it off. Now I want to begin, because this is the topic of today is on Laylatul Qadr, and so I want to begin with reminding myself and you about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about this night of Laylatul Qadr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means, verily we have sent this down on Laylatul Qadr. By this is meant the Quran al-Kareem. The nuzul of the Quran in its complete form was sent on Laylatul Qadr, and then it was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam over a period of 23 years as the case demanded. But Allah said, we sent this Quran down on Laylatul Qadr. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is drawing our attention to the night and saying, وَمَا أَدْرَكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. How will you know what is Laylatul Qadr? It's like saying, Allah says, I know the importance, but how can you understand the importance? So it's for us to think about this and say that something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised, how superior that must be. And then Allah said, Laylatul Qadri khayrum min al-fishar. This one night is better than worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously, non-stop for 1,000 months. And that is 83 years and 4 months. And Allah is not saying it is equal to that. Allah is saying khayrum min. Allah says this is better than that. How much better? Better in keeping with the grace and majesty of my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. Tanazzalu malaikatu warruhu fiha bi'idni rabbihim min kulli amr salamun hatta matla'il fajr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on this day, on this night, the malaika, the angels descend, Jibreel alayhi salam descends with peace and harmony and tranquility until the morning comes. Now, having said that, we must also understand that when is Laylatul Qadr? Is it the 27th? Is it the 23rd? Is it the 29th, 25th? Which night? The answer is, we don't know. The answer is, we know what Rasulullah ﷺ told us. What did he tell us? He told us to search for Laylatul Qadr in the last 10 nights of Ramadan al-Kareem in the odd nights. So it could be 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th or 29th. And this is the hikmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had told me the exact night, but he made me forget. So if Rasulullah is saying, if Allah made me forget, we know two things. Number one, that there is khair, there is blessing and barakah in that forgetfulness. Because if we had known only one, one night. Then we would have worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the one night. But Allah gave us the opportunity to worship Him in those very beautiful, period of time, where there are huge rewards, irrespective of whether it is Laylatul Qadr or not. So Allah gave us this opportunity. Number one. Number two is Rasulullah ﷺ gave us some indicators. Now, he told us, for example, that the morning after, the sun will shine with a subdued light. There will not be harsh rays of the sun. He said in some cases it might even rain. Now, think about this. Rasulullah ﷺ could have easily told us also what would have been the situation the previous sunset. The sunset before the night, he could have given. I mean, he's giving some signal, some indicators, can be any time. So he could have said, well, the previous night, the previous sunset will be this way. So now we watch the sunset, we say, okay, right, now this is the night, and today I will worship. He didn't do that. He gave us indicators of the day after. So imagine now that I wake up in the morning, and I see the sun is shining with a subdued light and there is some rain. I said, oh, subhanAllah, last night was Laylatul Qadr. Very nice. What were you doing at Laylatul Qadr? If last night was Laylatul Qadr, what were you doing? Oh, I was maxing out on Ertugul. Or I was maxing out on Netflix, right? I won't go beyond this. So my point is that I was doing all that. So what good is that knowledge to me now, that last night was Laylatul Qadr? I lost it anyway. On the other hand, if I had been engaged in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in dhikr, in fikr, in tilawat al-Qur'an, in qiyam, and so on, then alhamdulillah, I got Laylatul Qadr, I'm very happy. There is hikmat in this. So anyone who says that I know Laylatul Qadr is on 27th of Ramadan, then that person is claiming to know more than the Nabi alayhi salam knew, and we know what that means. So all of those statements, just ignore them, makes no difference. Many of the Sahaba did ijtihad and they said that, they gave a specific, they said Laylatul Qadr was, and there are stories of the Sahaba for all the nights. There's somebody who said Laylatul Qadr is 27, 21st, 23rd, 27th, and so on and so forth. Now, how do we understand that? Because we know the Sahaba are not lying. So how do we understand if somebody says, for example, Ibn Abbas radhiyallahu anhu, he said that Laylatul Qadr is 27th. Now, how do we understand that statement? My understanding of that statement is Ibn Abbas radhiyallahu anhu is speaking about that particular night, that year. He is not saying henceforth Laylatul Qadr will be on 27th every year until the end of the earth. He is not saying that. He could not possibly say that, because if he said that, then he is saying something which Rasulullah ﷺ did not say and against what he said. So this, we don't expect this from the Sahaba. They will never do that. So what he is saying is just like what you might say, what I might say, when after the night finished, next morning we say, oh subhanAllah, last night was Laylatul Qadr. Which night was it? It was 27. It was 29. It was 25. No problem. Because we are talking about a particular night in a particular year. So please understand this. There is a general cultural thing almost everywhere in the world where 27th is taken as Laylatul Qadr. Believe me, this is false. This is wrong. There is no evidence for this. Whoever is saying that is saying something which the Rasul alayhi salam did not say. It's as simple as that. For me, and also I suggest that for you, when there is the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we cannot, we do not, we should not accept anybody else's statement, no matter who that person is. Because for us, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is supreme. There is no one who exceeds in rank, in closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in knowledge of the ghaib which Allah gave him, and so on and so forth, than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the final authority, this is the final line. If he said something, we accept it. And so also in this particular case. Now, our mother, Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, she asked him, she always asked him these beautiful questions. So she asked him, she said, Ya Rasulullah, and see what she's asking. She says, Ya Rasulullah, if I find Laylatul Qadr, why, what does he mean by if I find? Was she planning to sleep all the nights of Ramadan, and if I find? No. If I find meaning, I don't know when it is. Why does she not know when it is, when she is the wife of the Nabi alayhi salam, his favorite wife, our mother? She is so virtuous and so beautiful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Quran about her in Surah An-Nur. Why doesn't she know? Because nobody knows. So understand this. So what did he say? She said, Ya Rasulullah, if I find Laylatul Qadr, what must I ask Allah? Rasulullah ﷺ taught her this beautiful dua, which of course all of you know. I remind myself and you. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afu fa'afu anni. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afu fa'afu anna. I make this dua for all of us. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afu fa'afu anna. Afu anni for myself, afu anna for everyone. Now, what is the meaning of that dua? Allahumma innaka afuun. Oh Allah, you are the forgiver. You are, this is your name, this is your title, this is your sifat, this is the attribute, the glorious attribute of you, Ghafurur Rahim, Rahmanur Rahim. You are the forgiver. Innaka afuun. Tuhibbul afu. And you love to forgive. You are the forgiver. You love to forgive. Fa'afu anni. Therefore, forgive me. And just see, kitni khubsurat dua hai. Allah, tu maaf karne wala hai, tu maaf karna, tu maaf karta, tu maaf karne wala hai, tujhe maaf karne ka shauk hai, apna shauk pura kar le. Mujhe maaf kar de. I'm not saying I deserve to be forgiven. No. You like to do it, so you do it. You do it even though I don't deserve to do it. I don't deserve it. See the beauty, see the humbleness, see the humility, see this dua which Rasulullah ﷺ taught, the best of them. Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. Now, my reflection to myself and you. Ramadan al-Kareem, Allah sent. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Kutiba alaykumus siyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed upon you as it had been prescribed for people before you, so that you may become muttaqun. Who is a muttaqi? A muttaqi is somebody whose whole life runs on only one principle. It's very simple. Islam is the simplest, the most easiest thing to understand. Just one simple principle. What is that? Does it please Allah? Does what please Allah? Everything I say, everything I do. Does it please Allah? Can you think of anything which is simpler than this? No complication. Absolutely no complication. I want to say something before that. My tape is running in my mind. I want to say something. Does it please Allah? If the answer is yes, by all means, please say it. If the answer is no, if the answer is I don't know, which is possible, I want to say something but I'm not sure, should I say? Verify before you speak. Ask somebody who knows. I want to do something, some transaction, I want to buy something, I want to sell something, right? Whatever. Then, what must I do? Same thing. Does it please Allah? This way in which I'm buying this, the thing I'm buying and the method of buying, does it please Allah? Yes, it is fine. Go ahead, do it. No, not fine. There is interest in it. There is bribery in it. There is this. Don't do it. If it's a matter of doubt, ask. This principle is to be applied throughout life. The one who does that is the muttaqi. A muttaqi is the one who is afraid to displease the one he or she loves the most. So the more the hub of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases in our hearts, the more the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala impermeates our entire existence, the more the fear of offending the one we love also increases. We become muttaqeen. And for the muttaqeen is what? Al-aqibatu lil-muttaqeen. Allah said, akhirat is for you. Allah said, akhirat is for you. Jannah is yours. Humul warithun. Alladhina. In Surah Al-Mu'minun, Allah said, they are the Warithun. They are the inheritors of Jannah. Jannatul Firdaus, hum fiha khalidun. They are the inheritance of Jannatul Firdaus, where they will stay forever. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to grant this to all of us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us together in Jannatul Firdaus, in the shade of His arsh, at the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah. Now, therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, this is why I sent Ramadan. So what is the first thing we need to do? Ask ourselves, did I succeed? Ramadan came to make me a muttaqi. Have I become a muttaqi? Because if Ramadan is a month, it will come, it will go. Right? Another 3 days, maybe 4 days,
Gone. So what changed? Ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi, one of the great scholars of this deen, he said, when the race horse, ye Malakpet ki example tha na, mancha bhai, unwa, chale gaya, haad gaya maase, bharat. Ibn al-Jawzi said, rahmatullahi alayhi, when the race horse sees the finishing line, he exerts himself even more. He puts his whole heart and soul into running because he knows he has to win the race. Ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi said, do not be less wise than a horse. At least have some horse sense. You may have begun Ramadan in a weak way, but end strong. Finish strong. And that's the opportunity we have. Finish strong. No matter how we began, right? Ideally speaking, we should begin strong and finish strong. But okay, so we got involved in this, that, whatnot. Now, let us remind ourselves. I've got 3 days left, 4 days left. Let me make sure that these 3-4 days are the best in my life. Because the reality of life is, and this is true for everything in life, for the whole of life and for everything in life. It doesn't matter how you start. It doesn't matter what happens throughout. The winners are decided only at the end of the race. Every race, whether it's my life, or whether it's a physical race in terms of sports, or whatever, the winners are decided only at the end of the race. So while the race is going on, everyone is equal. We don't know who will come out from behind and take off and win the race. We don't know this. So, alhamdulillah, right now, we are in the race. Our race will end when we see Malakul Maut. May Allah make that the most beautiful day of our lives, inshallah. But that will happen not simply by wanting it. Nothing happens by wanting. If things happened by wanting, all those young fellows sitting on the right there who I can't see in this camera, they would all have been married by now. Right? If only things which happened only by wanting, then all of you guys, your wives would have been your slaves. Pure jorwa aapke gulama rehte the. Khali wanting rahi to. Ab aap bol rahe honge, mere ko sikhao kaisa karna. Wo aane, mere ko aata to, main bhi aapko sikhata tha. Mere ko aata tha bolke. You understand what I'm saying? Wanting is not enough. We have to do something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this world a place of action. You want something, you do something. Wanting alone is not enough. So let me ask myself and you ask yourself, is there a change in me from Ramadan to now? What is that change? So in these days, please sit down with a pen and pad and pen. And write down, what is the change in me? Has my thinking changed? Has my attitude changed? Has my approach to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has it changed? Has my tongue changed? Has my behavior changed? Make notes. Because that will show whether Ramadan was useful or not useful. Let me give you an example. Remember that we are in probably 97 or something. I was in California in San Francisco, and there was these 3D movies, there was new technology at that time. So there was a theater opposite my hotel. I went to see this movie. It was called Sharks or something. It was absolutely fantastic experience. You put on the 3D glasses and it looks like as if the shark is going to come and eat you, no? Very, very real, very real. Now remember that we, all of us, are in a 3D cinema theater wearing 3D glasses. The Anbiya alayhi salam came to tell people to take off their glasses and look at reality. Because remember that very shortly we have to leave the theater and we have to go home. No matter how real the film seems to be, it is a film. It's not real. The delicious looking food there will not fill your belly. The scenery, the danger, the thrills, the luxury, even though it might be affecting your blood pressure and so on and so forth, it is all virtual reality. It is not real. So don't get fooled by it. We need to return home. We want comfort in our homes. What is the first stage of that home? the qabr, the grave. We want comfort. For that, we have to get the furnishings. We have to get the lighting. In our own homes, if you want to furnish your home, you go to the store, you spend money, you buy what you need, it won't come on its own. It won't just happen. It needs consistent effort and sweat and tears and smartness. This is the analogy for Jannah, which is our real and permanent home, inshallah. That also needs consistent effort and sweat and tears and smartness. It needs us to make the right choices based on one criterion alone. What is that? The rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Does it please Allah? No other criterion. Very simple. Does it please Allah? So the sooner we take off the VR set, the sooner we can prepare for the reality that we will face when the show ends. Unlike in a show, we know when it will end. Our show, we do not know when it will end. Just think about the people where you are sitting in that masjid. In our masjid there, think about the people who were with us last year. Where are they today? The young and the old. Where is Zulfi? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him Jannatul Firdaus without hisab, inshallah. Did anyone expect that Zulfi would be gone? And how many people like that? When I go, it will be a surprise for whoever is left. For each one of us, this is the tragedy. The one thing which should never surprise us, because we know this, is the greatest surprise. Are, kal tak acche the na? Kya hua? Kaisa mar gaye? Kaisa marte? Subah jata mare, un vaisi mare. So acche chhe the mare 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 dam tak. So we have to wake up before we are woken up. What should you do? All good begins with istighfar and tawbah, with repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and changing ourselves. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nuh. In Surah Al-Hud, Hud alayhi salam said, فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. Repent to Allah. Allah se maafi mango, istighfar karo. ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. Phir Allah ki taraf palto. Do saath mein hona padta. We can't keep saying sorry and keep doing the same thing again and again. Then that sorry is a lie. فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. If you say sorry, you have to change. If you don't change, then sorry is a lie. You are lying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. He is the one who forgives. When Allah forgives, what will happen? يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. Allah will send rain. Rain is rain as well as metaphorically. It refers to all goodness in life. Whatever good you want in life is in the form of rain. Wealth, health, influence, power, authority, children, families, peace, harmony, in the home, outside the home, everything. Yursili sama'a alaykum midrara. Wa yumdidukum bi amwal. And Allah will help you with money. That's what we are chasing all the time, right? Allah says Allah will give you money. يُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. And children, again refers to all the popularity that we run behind. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. And Allah will give you gardens and Allah will give you rivers. Now think about this. Why do we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why does any Muslim who believes in La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, who believes that he will die, who believes that he will be resurrected on the day of judgment, why does he disobey Allah? Why does he borrow money on interest, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared war on the one who borrows, who lends, the one who writes the deal, right? Four people. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah has cursed them. The one who borrows, the one who lends, the one who witnesses the transaction, and the one who writes up the voucher. He said, all four are the same, Allah cursed all of them. Muslims are doing it. Muslims are doing it big time. Why? Why do we lie? Why do we cheat? Why do we look for popularity among people where we know what kind of people they are? Why? Because we want the goodness of this world. Right? Alhamdulillah. I think I will make more money if I borrow money on interest and use it in my business. I think I need to be a member of this club or that club to be popular. आपका समझे भूल गया मैं तीन साल से कोई नहीं बोला ये भी आपसे यू आर विटनेस टू दैट बोले कोई नहीं बोले अब मैं भी नहीं बोला कैसा बोलना पड़ता सो द पॉइंट इज व्हाई डू वी डू ऑल दैट बिकॉज वी वांट दिस थिंग्स अल्लाह सुभान व तआला सेइंग यू विल हैव ऑल ऑफ दिस एंड मोर इफ यू ओबे मी Think about this beautiful ayat of Surah An-Nur. فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا وَيُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا یہ ساری چیزیں اس دنیا کی ہے کہ آخرت کی ہے بارش کیا ہو رہی ہے جنت میں Where is the rain? In Jannah? Where are the children? In Jannah? Where is the money? In Jannah? Think about this. I mean, this is what the Quran came for, right? Allah is not saying, Nuh alayhi salam is not saying, make istighfar to Allah and tawbah, and Allah will give you Jannah. Jannah Allah will give you, but what he is talking about in this world, Allah will give you money and influence and power and authority and children and families and this and that. All the stuff that you want in this life, for which you are disobeying Allah and you think you will get it that way, Allah is saying you will not get it that way. You will get it if you obey me. So all I'm asking you to do and I'm asking myself to do is, I'm not saying change your goals. No, please chase money, chase whatever influence and power and popularity. No problem. Do it in the right way. Do it in the right way by holding on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, not by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm not even telling you change those goals. No, have those goals. Alhamdulillah. Have those goals. There's nothing romantic about poverty. You should be wealthy. You should be powerful. But you will not be that if you do it the way you are doing it now. I mean, we have seen this for the last almost 300 years. How many generations must die before this sinks into our mind? That success comes from Allah, not from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? The question is, who do we believe? Do we believe Allah? Or do we believe Shaitan and all the agents of Shaitan? All your stockbrokers and all your, you know, bank managers and all the agents who are advising us the opposite. Which one? Who do you believe? My brothers and sisters, seriously, Ramadan and Itikaf came to make us obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything in our lives. Now, if you find yourself being obedient in some things and not in some other things, then remember, selective obedience is disobedience. I pick something, I leave something, selective obedience is disobedience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْدِ Allah said, do you believe in some things of the book and you leave others and you deny others? And then Allah said, if you do that, what will happen? Allah said, خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا Allah said, I will make the life of this world for you very, very difficult. I will make it tough for you. خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا The life of this world will be constricted for you. Is it not happening to us today? Alhamdulillah, Allah has kept you safe. But is it not happening to the Muslims all over the world? Is life good or is it hard? And what does the future look like? Does it look worse or better? We know the answers, But knowing the answer, if I have a pain in my head, reading a prescription won't take it away. Holding that, you know, whatever I eat, Tylenol or whatnot, in my hand will not take it away. I have to eat the medicine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us this. So selective obedience is disobedience. Ask yourself this question. Why is the masjid full in Tarawih but not for Fard Salah? Even in Ramadan. The reward for Fard in Ramadan is what? 70 times the reward. 70 Fard. And that Fard is being prayed in the masjid, in Jama'ah, that is another 27 times. So do all the numbers. Tarawih, alhamdulillah, very good, we should pray. But at the end of the day, it is enough in Salah. It's not Fard. So which the reward for which is more? Fard or say for example, Salatul Asr or Salatul Dhuhr. The reward is more for what? For that Fard Salah or for Tarawih? We have to stop doing this because for us, even our obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is as per our will. We do what we would like to do anyway. And we say, oh, I am being obedient to Allah. No, you are being, even there you are being obedient to your own nafs. Because the one who is obedient in everything. He is not obedient in some things. This is what must change. Right? We go to the masjid, but we will also not leave the clubs. Share hai. Baag baham bhi khush rahe, razi rahe, sayyad bhi. Run with the hare, hunt with the hounds. It won't work. It will not work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demands that we choose, that we make a clear choice. Shaitan is our enemy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna shaitana aduwun fattakhizhu aduwa. Shaitan is your enemy, treat him like an enemy. And about himself, Allah said what? Allahu waliul ladhina amanu. Yukhrijuhum min az-zulumati ila an-nur. Allah is the wali, Allah is the protector, Allah is the I don't use the word friend because Allah is not anybody's friend. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Allah. Makhluk is makhluk. But wali is wilaya. It's somebody who is close, confidant, protector, supporter, maintainer. Allahu waliul ladhina amanu. Allah himself said, I am the wali of the believers. But the believers want shaitan to be their wali. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the people who reject, اللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَوْلِيَاهُمُ الطَّاغُوتِ يُخْرِجُونَهُمْ مِنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلُمَاتِ أُولَئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ Allah said, Allah is the wali of the believers. And meaning, if you stick to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you hang on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will take you out from darkness into light. From misguidance into guidance, from difficulty into ease, from threat into safety. وَالَذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَوْلِيَاهُمُ التَّاغُوتُ The ones who deny their awliya are their false things which they have created in their minds. False things is not only idol worship, is all kinds of things. Those we believe are friends, those we believe are people we need in this life. They are there. And what will they do? Allah said, they will take them from noor into zulmat. They will take them from light into darkness. They will take them from guidance into misguidance. They will take them from a good state into a bad state. Question to ask ourselves. And Allah said, these are the people of the fire. We ask Allah to save us from this. Let's ask ourselves this question. We want to borrow and lend money on interest. And then we wonder why our dua is not accepted. If Allah is my enemy, who will accept my dua? Ask yourself this question. If Allah is my enemy, and how is Allah my enemy? Because I signed my name in the list of those who accepted war from Allah. What do you call someone who you are at war with? Enemy or friend? How much do we want to fool ourselves? So if Allah is our enemy, who will accept our dua? We donate money to the masjid. So we have this haram income. Then we give big donations to the masajid or madrasa or yatim khana, orphanage or something. But nothing changes. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only accepts what is pure. You can't throw money at Allah and make difficulties go away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that difficulties come because of what we do, our actions, our amal, not mal. Zahara al-fasadu fil barri wal bahri bima kasabat aydin nas liyuziqahum ba'da allazi amilu la'allahum yarji'un. Allah said the fasad, the difficulties, trials, tribulations, diseases, COVID, corona, chorona, everything is the result of the actions that come from your hands. And Allah allows it to happen. Allah allows you to suffer so that you get a taste of the final punishment and you turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and save yourself from the final punishment. It is our deeds. If we don't want to change our deeds, nothing will happen. Throwing money won't happen. Try it and see. You want to lose weight? Donate money to a gym. Seriously. I want to lose weight, so I'm saying, no, I'm giving Talwalkar one lakh of rupees a month. Donate. Until you go in your cover, you won't lose 1 gram. Tell somebody, Shah Sheikh, please make dua for me, I must lose weight. Your Sheikh can stand on his head and make dua also, nothing will happen. You want to lose weight, you have to stop eating carbs. You have to stop eating sugars. You want to lose weight, you have to do something. Dua will not work. Donating money will not work. How will it work for Jannah? I want to do the amal of the people of the fire and I want to go into Jannah by throwing money at Allah. Nauzubillah. Please, you can donate any amount of money. It is the people taking the donation must tell you that. They don't tell you that because they want your money. But doesn't matter. They will take your money. They will enjoy your money. But you will still answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mal, amal brought our halat. Our deeds brought our conditions. And only deeds can take them away. Jo halat amal se aaye, wo halat mal se nahi jate. Wo halat ko khatam karna hai, to amal karna padega. There is no shortcut to that. Just like you can't lose weight by donating money, and still having the same eating habits and the same sedentary habits. Similarly, we cannot get Jannah by doing the amal of Jahannam and throwing money to expect that somehow Jannah will come. It will not do. So therefore, what must we do? Ask this question. What do I need to stop doing right now? What do I need to start doing right now? Make notes and do it. My brothers and sisters, charity from haram wealth does not put out the fire or the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have been trying it for decades. Has anything changed except for the worse? So what are we waiting for? Total disaster? Believe me, it doesn't take long if Allah decides. So let's stop playing games. Ask yourself a very simple question. Do you seriously think, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a man came to Rasulullah and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I want to, please make dua for me. I want to be your companion in Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what have you done? What deeds have you done for that? Now this is a sahabi, so we are not talking about anything haram. He would have done 1,000 times more than what we do, but their humility is such. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I have done nothing. But I love Allah and I love His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you will be with those you love. Ka'b bin Malik Radhiyallahu said, that was the happiest day of our lives because we know we love Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Anas bin Malik Radhiyallahu said, on the basis of this, I hope I will be with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and with Abu Bakr and Umar Radhiyallahu Anhum, even though my deeds are not equal to theirs. Now ask yourself this question. Ask yourself this question. Do you seriously think that Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali and Fatima and Khadija and Hassan and Hussein and Sa'd bin Mu'ad and Mu'ad bin Jabal radiyallahu anhum ajma'in and Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be in the same place as your stewards for Balak Pit Racecourse? As the people in your clubs, ek to jalga, اللہ تعالیٰ اس کا قصہ ختم کرے. ساتھ میں رہتے ہو لوگ, کیا سمجھ رہے ہیں آپ لوگ؟ آر دے گوئنگ ٹو بی ان دا سیم پلیس؟ شرابیوں کے, جواریوں کے اڈے, اڈوں کے سرداراں بھی, اور اللہ کے نبی اور اللہ کے نبی کے صحابہ ایک ساتھ رہتے؟ پلیز ویک اپ, ویک اپ, ریزائن ناؤ, ڈونٹ لیٹ ٹمارو مارننگ کم بفور یو رائٹ یور ریزگنیشن لیٹر. ڈزنٹ میٹر ہوز افینڈیڈ, لیٹ دم بی افینڈیڈ, اٹ ڈزنٹ میٹر. یو ڈیسائڈ یو وانٹ ٹو بی ود محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, گو اینڈ لک ایٹ دا فیس آف دی وچ ایور کلب یو آر ممبر آف اینڈ واٹ ناٹ, اینڈ لک ایٹ دا فیس آف دوز پیپل اینڈ سے, انہیں وہاں رہنے والا آئے گا ساتھ میں نبی کے ساتھ, انہیں نہیں رہتا تو اس کے ساتھ آپ کیوں بیٹھے ہوئے؟ اور یو ڈونٹ وانٹ ٹو بی ود رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سمپل ایز دیٹ. Our actions speak, my brothers and sisters, not our words. Do not leave, don't let tomorrow morning come without leaving these dens of inequity and vice that you are members of. Write resignation letters now. Whoever is offended, let them be offended. That's not your problem. You are going alone into your qabr. You will stand alone before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want you to remember me. I want you to make dua for me when I'm dead. But I don't want you to remember me on the day of judgment and say, "Arey, yaavarai bol rahe the na, suna tha." I wish I had listened to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described this scene, not with my name or your name, but described the scene of what will happen to those who see the reality on the day of judgment. Surah Al-Furqan ki ayat padho. What will they say? Ya laytani لم اتخذ فلانا خلیلا. They will say, oh, I wish I did not take that person as my friend. کاش کہ میں اس کی دوستی نہیں اختیار کرتا. And Allah said they will bite their hand like this. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said they will bite their hand down to the elbow. This symbol of regret. Lottery ticket خرید کے اس میں ایک نمبر کمرات کیا ہوتا؟ لاٹری ٹکٹ خریدنا خود حرام ہے, بول رہا ہوں میں. ارے ایک نمبر کا دے, گھوڑا بکرا دے دے, بھاگ 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 بھاگنے میں کب آنا یار عقل. سچی بھی سیریسلی بول رہا ہوں. واٹ آئی ایم سیئنگ ہیئر از ناٹ دے جوک کو رہن دو. دس از واٹ اللہ ڈسکرائبڈ, دس از واٹ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ ڈسکرائبڈ. سورۃ الفرقان کی آیت پڑھ کے دیکھو. The time to save ourselves is now, not then. I wish I had not taken so and so as a friend. I wish I had not been a steward in Malakpet. I wish I had not been a member of this club and that club. I wish I had. No. Now, do it now. Ask yourself, whoever is going to be offended by an action leading towards Allah is not somebody whose opinion is worth thinking about. Because that person is aligned with shaitan. Let them be offended. Very good. Alhamdulillah. Please be offended. The people who are aligned with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be very happy with you. At the end, none of that matters. Neither the offending nor the happiness. What matters is Allah happy with you or not? And Allah will not be happy with you and me if we are following the agents of shaitan. Please. Unfortunately, we are upside down. In this upside down world of ours, we are upside down. I want to end with a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam relating to company we keep. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, the meaning of it is, he said, if you sit in the shop of the attar, of the perfumer, somebody selling and making perfumes, he said, if you simply sit in the shop, then you will smell the beautiful perfumes. And when you leave the shop, even your body will smell of the perfume. Because you're sitting in the same shop, some of that will rub off on you. So you will smell good when you leave the shop. And when you are in the shop, you have a beautiful experience. He said, on the other hand, if you sit in the black in a blacksmith's smithy, where his forge is there and coal and his fire and burning, he said, you will smell smoke and sweat and, bad stuff. And when you leave there, your body and your clothes will also smell of that. And maybe some sparks will fall on your clothes. Maybe the clothes will also get burnt. So what is he saying here? He is saying if you are in the company of good people, you will be good and you will come out from there good. If you are in the company of people who are evil, then that evil will also rub off on you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said this, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, kunu ma'as sadiqeen. Allah said, O you who believe, stay with the people who are truthful. So I remind myself and you, my brothers and sisters, that alhamdulillah, jazakumullahu khairan for inviting me to speak to you. And by now you must have discovered that you made a bad decision. So, but too late. And inshallah, the point here is that let us not have this only as a social gathering. I love all of you very much. You are my dearest friends. And alhamdulillah, I ask you for dua for me. But let it not simply be a meaningless, you know, just a friendship and socializing, and we sat and talked something good, alhamdulillah, but action at the end of it, zero. That shouldn't happen. Let this be a life-changing moment for you and me. As I said, write down specifically, what must I change? And change that before the adhan for Salatul Fajr. Then we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalalu, to forgive us. We ask Allah to shower us with His mercy and His forgiveness and His grace. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us from sources we cannot imagine. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to remove all our difficulties. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from all evil, that which we know and we don't know. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure all those who are sick. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all those who have passed away. We ask Allah to fill their qubur with noor. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give sabr to their families. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when it is time for us to meet Him, that time becomes the most beautiful time of our entire lives when we meet our Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu and we ask Him for His mercy and His grace. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.